Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. And here's a little bit from the show today.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends, you ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. And who's this?
Hi, this is Katie calling from Michigan. I was calling with a cheap date advice.
Yeah, according to this research, a good chunk of millennials are going into debt for dating, and we're looking for some cheap date ideas. What do you got?
Well, there was one time I took my husband on a scavenger hunt.
Oh, fun.
I mean, this is more for somebody that, you know, has been together for a bit and knows the person well, but yeah, we spent the afternoon going to all these places, reminiscing about different things, and it was a great time, and it really didn't cost anything, and then you could end with, like, an ice cream store or something that's inexpensive at the end.
So did you set up the scavenger hunt for him?
I did.
Oh, fun.
So I went around to these businesses and places, and I asked them if I could leave clues with them for him to come in and find with me, and he'd have to figure out the clue and then figure out where next we were going.
Wow, that is super creative.
Wow, I love it.
I do too.
Yeah.
It was a great
time.
That
would be really fun.
You know, Eve, I think you could even, you said, you know, you might have to, this only works in a relationship where you've been together for a while. I think this, I don't know, what would it be like if you're on the first date, you're going on a scavenger hunt? I still would like that. I mean, that's, you're doing something different together, you know?
Absolutely.
Obviously, it's not going to have any history between the two of you during that, but I still think there'd be a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could be places where you want to eventually go together or, you know, try things together, something like that. Sure.
Yeah. That's cool.
Wow. It takes a lot of effort and thought, and that speaks a lot into the relationship, too. So
yeah.
I love it.
Well, you should have seen some of the looks I got when I asked if I could leave them with a clue for a scavenger hunt. They, looked at me like I had a third eye.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. Hope you're having a great day. Good morning.
Well, you guys are talking about how we get away from church.
Yeah. According to this research, attendance is down like 12% to churches. I thought it would be more post-pandemic. People just haven't quite gotten back to church yet. And so how come yours? Well, tell us your story.
For me, it was a matter of getting out of the routine. It was a matter of just getting up and going.
Yep.
I noticed for me, there were some issues going on at my church, and I wasn't really agreeing with them. And then somebody said, oh, well, I go to this church. And so I went to that church with them. And it was like everything about my old church that I did not like, this church had. And I was like, oh, I found a new church. Well, then the original pastor of the church comes back. And I was like, oh, no, I can't deal with this guy. So I ended up going back to my original church. But I just couldn't get into it anymore. The getting up and going, it's like so different. It's so different. A friend of mine, she calls me all the time, Marco, can we go to church on Sunday? And, you know, I find excuses.
Yeah.
But I did tell her for sure I'm going to go this coming weekend. So we'll see.
There you go.
It's an act of obedience, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
Really, when it comes right down to it.
That's
and
true.
Then the reward comes when you go, oh, this feels so good.
Yes, this is what I've been missing. I mean, you just hit it on the button, you know? The reward's just, you know, you feel good when you're there. You feel good seeing all these old people again.
Not that they're old. But, you know.
No.
Right.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
What's the most you've received from a dollar bill? Well, when Michael was in middle school, he liked a girl named Brooke a lot. And during a school band trip, she bought him a pack of gum. And when he tried to repay her that dollar, she refused. So he slipped it into her bag. Then she put it back in his. And from that day on, they found ways to return the dollar to each other. He mailed it to her house. Brooke offered him a piece of gum, and he found the dollar bill shoved inside the wrapper. Finally, Michael wrote on that dollar bill, "Will you go out with me?" She said, "Yes." 4 years later, he wrote in that same dollar bill, "Will you marry me?"
Oh, I love that.
They've now been married for 15 years, and they have 3 children. By the way, they still have that dollar bill. If you happen to be in a relationship and your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever, they're starting to get a little off track, what do you do? We had an opportunity to talk with Daniel Meritz. He's written a devotional, Bold Pursuit, a 90-day devotional seeking the heart of God. And talk to him about that. How do you approach each other? How do you correct each other?
The most important thing is to put God first, not your husband. Put God first. Put him first in everything. And then when your husband, you know, when he does something that goes a little bit off the road, then you can remind him. It's your responsibility. You know, we have this joke where some say that the wife is the neck, right? So she turns the husband where she wants him to look, right? But in a different sense, it's actually true, because they need to turn his head on the right direction to keep focusing on Christ. And she has the authority to tell him, hey, I love you, but this is what you're doing here. You know, this is not right. Whatever you do, you have to do in faith now through the Spirit. And we have to stick to the word, because you're not just a husband and wife in that relationship. God is in that relationship, and he has to be if it's going to be a successful one.
So the wife is the neck that turns the head of the husband, which reminds me of My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's an awesome point. I applaud.
As a lovely bride, Sally, do you turn your husband's neck?
You know what? Now, I'll be serious for a moment.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I have to realize that he wants to please me. He wants me to be happy. And I know I can turn his head any way I want. And that's a big responsibility.
You know, you're right. I would say this, that when it comes to relationships, mm-hmm. if you really love the other person, I really love Becky, and I do want to please her.
Yes.
I want to know if I'm off track. Now, there are nice ways to say that and not okay. so nice ways. You can snap that neck if you want to.
You know what? With a look.
And
isn't that absolutely the truth, Kankel Fritz?
Yep.
With a look. And I think our relationships, no matter how many years we've enjoyed together, they're fragile.
Yeah.
And we love each other, which means we care. And so it is funny. However, it's also just tender.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's true. So I'd love to know if you've been able to help get your spouse back on track. Has it worked well for you, or did it not
go down?
Have you
snapped the neck?
Yeah. How did that happen? Give us a call. 888-888-9976. Your teacher or the person that you know that's a teacher could win a $500 gift card. We're doing a little back to school. By the way, a part of this whole promotion is prayer for our schools. We want to pray for our kids, for their safety, for the teachers. So check it out. There's 10 prayers you can pray for our school. They're on our website at myflr.org. Don is with us. Tell us about this teacher.
She's a special education teacher. My daughter has special needs, and I always think of Jesus saying about serving the least of these.
Mm-hmm.
And these are kids that can't really show or express verbally how much it means.
Mm-hmm.
She sacrificed her own time and took my daughter to be part of a dance.
Oh, wow.
And she had never been in a dance. And when my daughter was born, I thought she'll never be in a dance recital. But here she was, and mm-hmm. she was in a dance recital, and it was amazing. And this teacher just shows so much kindness and the love of Jesus every day in a public high school, and ministers not only to the kids, but to the parents as well.
Wow.
There's a special place in my heart for special education teachers. If you didn't know, my wife and I have a daughter diagnosed with multiple disabilities, cerebral palsy being the main one.
Uh-huh.
And there are two teachers in her life that were exactly what you embodied there. Let's just face it. If you're a special education teacher, you're dealing with all kinds of possible behavior issues.
Yep.
These are kids that may not seem like they love you back, and some of them do.
Yes.
Act that way, but it's truly a selfless occupation.
I just think some people are just really, really gifted in that way, and she mm-hmm. is one of those. She mm-hmm. just gets these kids.
That is awesome.
Her name is Jean.
Jean.
So I just dropped my daughter off at school, and we were rocking out to the music, and to see her smile, she just loves your morning show, and it sets our morning up just perfectly. So you guys are such a blessing, and I wanted you to know that.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that just touched our hearts.
It did. Right. That's... You have no idea how encouraging that is. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends, and it's time for the good news of the day. Hey, we want to hear from you. What is God doing in your life? 888-888-9976. Sarah, what do you got?
My daughter is 4, and she just had her last lumbar puncture for leukemia on Tuesday. She rings the bell next month.
Oh, so exciting.
That's wonderful.
I love that.
How long has she been fighting this fight?
2 years.
2 years. And she's 4?
Yeah, she was 2.5 when she was diagnosed.
This is just wrong. Yeah. I don't think little kids should have to deal with this kind of stuff.
I agree. But our hospital went above and beyond. They actually gave her a little party, and we walked into her hospital room, and there was confetti everywhere.
Oh.
There was streamers, and it says, pack your bags. You don't need IV chemo anymore. And they had presents on her bed and everything. It was just so beautiful.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's wonderful that they did that. How did she react?
She actually ran through the streamers that were across the door, and I have a picture of her looking like she won this marathon, which she did, and it was just so beautiful.
That's awesome.
My goodness. Precious.
I love it. Man, we're so excited for you guys.
Thank you. Her mindset the whole time has been, God's got this, you know, and she's actually restored my faith even stronger with God, knowing that a little mustard seed in a child, she's never lost that focus this whole time.
How beautiful. And I love it when our own children inspire us.
Yes. So we'll definitely call you guys when she rings the bell and you guys can talk to her.
Yes, I want to do that.
Yes.
That'd be wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you guys, and have a blessed day.
You too.
Hey, we got to hear your good news. Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976.
You know, a little exchange happened between my husband and me the other day that maybe you'll relate to, maybe even encourage you. I was out working in the yard. He was in a total separate part of the house, far away from where I was, too far for me to yell, because I found myself in a situation where I needed help, and I needed help now. I was busy pulling weeds. By side note, I love to pull weeds.
You love pulling weeds. Sally, I think you need professional help. Wow.
Okay, well, that'll be awesome. The next break.
That's awesome. Wow, okay.
So wrapped up in pulling weeds was I that I had not realized I had just walked into the beginnings of a wasp's nest. I looked up and I was surrounded by wasps.
Oh, yikes.
I grabbed my cell phone, called my husband, who was just not too far away in the house, and said, I need your help. And he says, I'm on my way. You guys, something that seems so simple was so profound to me that he didn't ask, well, what do you need? I'm busy. What's going on? He said, I'm on my way. And wow, I thought, don't miss this moment. Don't miss this moment, because it's a moment of, after years of marriage, it's a moment of love. And I just appreciated it so much. And I wonder if we miss those moments, or maybe as I'm talking, you're thinking of a moment where somebody just reached out in love.
You know what it is, Sally? It's tell me that you love me without saying you really love me.
There. That's it.
Yep.
Yes.
The words, I'm on my way, meant he loves me. He cares about me. He's coming to my aid.
Yes.
So how about you? What's that?
I'm sorry. He later told me it wasn't hundreds of wasps. It was about 20. But
that's enough. If you're surrounded by bees, it doesn't matter what we're looking at there. If you feel like there's 1,000 there. Is there a words that mean I love you to you that someone has said to you? Maybe it's an action, because this is the action I found out that my wife would love. For me to plan something and for not have to think about it. Like, for example, she is so annoyed with, what are we having for dinner? She would just love it if I had the plan for dinner. I think maybe I need to learn how to cook. So, yeah, how about you? What says I love you without saying it? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. If you happen to be in a relationship, what is it that your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend does that tells you that I love you without saying I love you? Sarah is with us. You're talking about your husband. What does he do?
He goes out of his way. His love language is spending time with people. And so what we do is we go for walks daily. We'll walk an hour and a half to 2 hours a day. My love language is service. So I'm serving him, spending time with him on a walk, and he's serving me by walking with me. And that has been a huge part of our relationship.
That's awesome.
We know exactly where to find the deer in Mount Pleasant as we walk, and the little spots to go, and he knows that I love to see the little fawns. You know, he goes out of his way to make sure that those little things that I like, that he makes sure that I see those things.
That's cool.
It's just really a precious time together.
Yeah, time together outside in nature, and if you can get some wildlife, wow, can't beat that.
Yeah, and we both love the weather, so we'll watch a storm together. You know, we just we see God's glory in the sky.
That's neat.
Together, and just watching the trees clap their hands.
Wow.
It's a cheap date, too.
That is true.
Family Life Radio.
They're not back in church yet. It's Kenkel Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. This is interesting. Church attendance is down 12% post-pandemic. So we're just curious, why is that? How come we're not back in church? Patty is calling with us for this morning. What's your take on this?
Well, good morning. I feel like during COVID, a lot of churches started streaming services either on social medias or YouTube. And I know a lot of Sunday mornings I get up and don't really want to get completely dressed and we'll still watch the services. I guess those attendances not counted. People watch it online. I do that way with work too. If, you know, I'm working from home now, so yoga pants is my attire and I don't feel comfortable wearing yoga pants to church. But I can watch it online.
Oh, you're adorable.
Patsy, that is my world. Exactly.
You know, that's a good point because I wonder if they just would track giving tithers or people that are giving to the church. They may not be there in attendance personally, but they're still giving towards the church. They're still involved in the church. They just might be watching the service from home every once in a while.
In yoga pants.
Yeah, in yoga pants. And I find myself guilty of that too. And I think this is a deception of the enemy too. We are created for relationships.
Yep.
Well, COVID kind of took that away, and now we're accustomed to not having to deal with people if we don't have to.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I don't think God wants us to stay away, but I think that you're right. When you've been separated for so long, it's hard to figure out how to get back in. The art of small talk and having conversation, it's like, oh yeah, how do I do this?
Yeah, it takes effort. We have to get reacquainted.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's just my perspective. And
I love it.
We'll get to heaven and take everybody. So.
Yeah. It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that joy report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
I was depressed since I was a little girl.
Depressed?
But last year, I was struggling with cancer. And through the whole year, God changed my perspective. And
He
gave me peace in the midst of my treatment during my time of desperation. And I never been better. Joy came to my life like never before. I can say that I feel different now because God took away my depression. And also, I'm cancer-free as well. So He took away all the cancer.
Praise God. That is great news.
That's incredible.
I got to know, you said God changed your outlook. How did that happen?
Well, I went to my biopsy really scared. It was a really bad situation. I was bleeding from some mistake the doctor made. So I was really scared and I was panicking. So I started praying and asked God to help me. So I asked him, God, please give me peace. The peace that you talk in the scripture that will upper all understanding. Because I've been a weak person, like always crying and whining my whole life. But when I asked God to change my character, he did. And when they told me, they called me the next day to tell me, you already have cancer. I didn't cry. I didn't have much of it because God have already changed me. So the doctors were thinking that I was in a shock and they all me asking me, are you understanding what we're saying? Yes, I am. And that's what he did. He gave me the strength to go through all the cancer treatment, to chemo, to radiation. I'm free. I'm cancer free. By the time that they made the surgery, they didn't find no more cancer, no more tumors, nothing.
Praise God.
That's awesome.
How powerful, guys. Yes. You said this, God changed my character. To know that God can change your character?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Hey, we want to hear your joy report. What's bringing joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Maybe you've been feeling guilty. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. 68% of women feel guilty if they leave dishes in the sink in the morning and then head to work. Guilt is a strong word there. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to think in dread that I'm going to come home to a sink full of dirty dishes. No. Yeah.
Well, now, my wife doesn't work outside the home. I'm not outing her, I don't think. But when I do come home, I do the dishes a lot when I get home.
Oh, I should have put a caution in front of you.
This will put a different spin on it.
Okay.
My wife has MS, and multiple sclerosis, one of the symptoms is exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of stuff, maybe a lot of typical husbands don't do on a regular basis, but I'm doing it because I'll just say this, Sally, I love knowing I'm helping her.
There you go.
Now, if she was just being lazy, that might be...
I was a little worried there for a moment. I was like, where are we going? Yeah.
But I like knowing that I'm helping her. But why the guilt? Is it that you know that it's wrong, that you should have done it? Or I wonder where the guilt is coming from.
It's just, I guess dread is not guilt.
So dread is a better word, maybe.
That's my word.
You know you're going to have to do it when you get back.
Right.
Yeah.
So fortunately, my husband is also very good at dishes.
That's hilarious.
And if I look very, very busy at something else.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, very often I'll come back and miraculously.
She's so busy. I better take care of these for her. Is that what
look how hard she's working.
I love that. By the way, I'm not super into gender roles. I think anybody should be washing the dishes. It doesn't matter to me. They just need to get done, right?
And as long as you keep doing them so well.
Oh, you could get stuck with that job?
Oh, he's got a job for life.
Hey, sure hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kankel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.